Any other name for that?
Pancakes, flapjacks.
What about things made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. That's all cornbread. That's all you just mix it together and bake it in a stove.
Do you ever take cornmeal and salt and water and make something you can eat with a spoon?
A mush? I never did do it, but I imagine it's made out of mush, but I ain't never saw none made. Mush.
Do you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Corn dodger?
That
must be the cornbread, what I was talking about. It might call it corn dodger.
What about something you'd cook on the fireplace made out of cornmeal? Do you remember hearing about that?
Cook on a fireplace made out of cornmeal? Not wild bone there.
And the inside part of the egg is called the
yellow egg.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiling eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Poaching
eggs, yeah.
And what would you call the kind of pork that you could boil with greens?
Take salt meat and cook green, that's the best.
Any different kinds of salt meat?
Well, no, not no different kinds. It's better than the other. Strictly lean, strictly fat is better, but you can cook green with any kind of salt meat, it'll give a pretty good taste.
Do you ever hear of sow belly or fat back?
Sow belly and fat back. Well, it'll cook them, but it won't. As I foresee, it won't do as good, but...
It doesn't have any lean in it, or...?
So fat bag don't. Fat bag is just as white as cotton. It's just an old fat piece of meat. And sow belly, while it's the only difference in his practice, just a cheaper grade of meat. But a stick of lean, a stick of fat is the choice part of it.
That's a part of meat, stick of
lean? Stick of lean, stick of fat.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Well, the side of a hog, the ribs in the side of a hog, and then that way you get the streak of lean and streak of fat out the side of your hog. That way you get your slab bacon or your slab salt meat out the side.
What do you call the outside of the bacon, the edge that you cut off?
Well, it's the skin of the bacon and the end of the bacon.
And the what?
End of it. That's all.
What about the kind of meat that you buy already sliced?
Sliced bacon. That's right. Well, they did have some sliced salt meat.
And you could take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and season them and make?
Well, you can make hamburgers out of it, or
the pork you can make?
Or sausage. You can make sausage out of it, you could make a gravy, take it and fry it, make a gravy out of it. Make it to a gravy.
The person that kills and sells meat, you call him a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
No, it's tainted if it's all wrong. It can taint, it's poorly.